you mentioned you have a new job, and that's something that a lot of people don't realize. Now, unless you're a mega star that you, yeah. you have all these endorsements and sponsors, you, yes. you don't have to worry about it. But most Olympians are in your shoes where you have to work and train yeah. every 4 years to get ready for the Olympics.
Exactly. A lot of people think that just because you're a post-collegiate athlete, they think that you're bringing in big bucks, like, oh, you signed with Nike, oh, you're racking in cash. No, that is definitely not the case. I'm gonna have to work probably 20 to 30 hours a week trying to just keep things going, and that's okay. You know, like they always say, what's your job? And I'm gonna be like, I work at banking. I'm here at First Southern Banking, and I'm gonna be trying to do credit risk analysis. And you know, they're like, oh, I thought you were an athlete. I was like, that's kind of like athletes. Yeah, I am an athlete, but what pays me most is probably going to be First Southern Banking.
Right, exactly. That's going to allow you to keep training.
Exactly.
And keep
you yeah. have to have income coming in, and just it's going to be hard, but I'm definitely looking forward to it. Good. I was like, I like challenges.
There you go. That's for sure. Speaking of one of those mega stars, you got a chance to run into Michael Phelps at the Olympic Village. Tell us about that encounter.
Oh, my goodness. I got to meet Michael Phelps, Venus and Serena Williams sisters. I got to meet Simone Biles, Gabby Douglas. I was very fortunate. I met a lot of famous people. And it was kind of funny. Seeing them, I felt like I was a freshman in high school again, and they're seniors. And I'm just like, one day I will be a senior, you know, kind of looking at them. One day I'll be, hopefully, where they're at. But all I remember is I was running late for practice, and I heard, and I closed the door, and it's like this 20-story building, and I'm on the 9th floor, and the door's not locking right. I hit the button, it locks. I hurry up and I run to the elevator. I'm not wearing any makeup, my hair's thrown up in a bun, I'm looking pretty rough. And the door opens up, and of course there's Michael Phelps. I'm like, oh my god, of course. So I walk into the elevator, and I was just like, I walked to the back right. He's sitting next to the buttons, and the door closes. And I was like, I see you, Michael. And he just kind of looked over at me like I was crazy. And I was like, okay. I was like, well, this is like my only chance ever to talk to Michael Phelps. So I was like, I know you, but you don't know me. But one day you will know me. And he looked at me and goes, is this your first Olympics? I was like, yes. And he just kind of laughed. And I said, good luck on your, I believe it was his 4x1 relay that he had going on for swim. And I just told him good luck. And he goes, well, good luck on, you know, whatever, like your throwing events. So I was like, well, thanks. And I just left. And that was all to it. And oh my gosh, he's such a nice guy too. Well, you know, it's just kind of sad because so many people attack him so hard that, you know, they need to realize that whenever he's getting ready for competition mode, you can't come up, you can't hug him, you can't be taking all these photos, even though it's Michael Phelps. Like, just saying hi, that would be good. That kind of makes their day. It kind of keeps them in the zone. You don't really want to disrupt their mode too much.
Right.
So, but after competition, I always say, they're game. Go after them. Go give them hugs. Go take pictures. But before, you always kind of calm it down. Because so many people are like, did you get photos with him? I was like, no. He was getting ready for his swim meet. I was like, he had his swim cap in the left hand and goggles in the right. And I was like, no, I was like, I'm just going to let him do his thing. Cause we're all there for the same reason, to bring back a medal or try to bring honor to our country.
Exactly. I think that shows the competitive mindset of top world athletes like yourself. Most of us, if we met Michael Phelps, we couldn't even form a sentence yet. You're telling him, you don't know me now, but you're going to. I thought that was great that you had that presence of mind to tell him that.
Yeah, because, you know, we're all fighting for the same thing. We really are. We're all trying to just bring honor to our community and our families, and just basically show that our country has already given so much to us that we're just trying to give back to them. And, you know, even though, you know, it's not a high-paying job unless you're like the Michael Phelps or you're the Simone Biles or Gabby Douglas or Venus Serena Williams sisters, we're all trying to do the same thing and try to get out there to influence the world in a positive motion.
You mentioned Tokyo is your goal for 2020.
Tokyo is my goal, yes.
So you will you be staying around here for these next 4 years, training and trying to get ready?
I will be here for the next 4 years, and I promise you that. I'll stay here for the next 4 years as long as Coach Lambert stays. I was like, that's key. He's my coach, and but I will always be a Saluki. Like, it was so funny. I had some of my Saluki gear with me, and I brought it. You're not allowed to, but I brought it. I'm wearing it around a little bit. I was like, yay. I was going to wear my Saluki gear. I got in trouble once. So I was like, I'm so sorry. But no, I'm always a Saluki and always will be a Saluki. And, you know, even if we ever do leave, we will be coming back to Saluki country because this is home.
That's outstanding. Well, we're proud that you're a Saluki, and you brought a lot of joy to all of us this summer, and it was tremendous watching you perform.
Oh, well, thank you. You know, like I always say, being an Olympian's great, but being able to influence other people makes me just even more excited. Being able to go to schools, being able to visit people, just, you know, they see me at Walmart or Kroger, they're like, oh, there's Deanna Price, and they'll come up and run up and give me a hug. That's the kind of reaction I want. Don't be shy. Come up and give me a hug. I'm okay with it. I'm like, maybe if I, like, it takes me a little bit to remember names, but I was like, I do love hugs. So for me, I'm like, as long as I can influence someone else's life in a positive way, then my job's complete. That makes me happy because I'm making someone else happy.
You have been in high demand. I think you've done more interviews and spoken to more people than Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton the last month, I believe. But have you been surprised about the reaction since you got back? I mean, like you said, people are just gravitating to you everywhere you go.
A little bit. You know, it's a little different because no one knew what the hammer was before. No one knew what was going on or how things were going. But now I come back home and everyone's like, rattling off my stats from freshman year, what I threw, what I've been throwing, where I'm going next. And I'm just like, hey, I was like, I didn't even know I was going there next. Okay. They're like, are you going on the European tour? I was like, no, not this year. I was like, I haven't got an agent yet. So I'm just trying to figure out everything with that. And no, but everybody's just been so kind and so overwhelmingly just joyous that for me, I'm just like, hot dang. I was like, look at me. I was like, I feel it's weird because I'll always be me.
Yep.
So for them to think that, oh my God, it's Deanna Price, you know, she saw Kevin Durant and oh my God, she saw that. And they're just like, oh, she's a famous person now. And to me, I'm like, I'm not really famous. I'm still just me. Maybe that's how every famous person feels. I don't know. But for me, I'm never going to change. I'm always going to be me, and I'm always going to try to give back to the community that built me.
That's outstanding. That's the attitude we wish everyone had, whether you're famous or not. That's great to have. Well, Deanna, thank you so much. Best of luck in your training over these next few years, and we can't wait for Tokyo in 2020.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.